It's funny how the presence of one unexpected or rare visitor can make people giddy with excitement. And this past weekend, we had one such visitor at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. A brown creeper was found exploring the sanctuary, and to the best of our knowledge, this is the first time one has been sighted at our center in over 4 years. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we'll explore the fascinating brown creeper. This is Bay Birds. This aptly named little songbird spends much of its time foraging on tree trunks and large branches. Brown creepers spiral up from the bottom of the tree, probing into bark crevices with their narrow, curved bills, and search for small insects, larvae, spiders, and other invertebrates that hide within the bark. They brace themselves with their long, stiff, pointed tail, similarly to woodpeckers. Once they reach the tree's top, they fly or hop down to the bottom of the next tree and begin again. Brown creepers move quietly up each tree, and with their bodies flattened against the bark, they are well camouflaged and quite easy to overlook. What helps the brown creeper blend in so well? Their mottled brown back closely resembles tree bark, and although their bellies are whitish, they fade to tan towards their side. When threatened, brown creepers will freeze, often with their wings outspread, and remain motionless for several minutes. Their plumage makes them so well camouflaged that they can be nearly invisible when they do this. If you do spy one and need help identifying this little gem, brown creepers also have a pale white line over their eye and a bold buff band across each wing that can be seen from above and below in flight. Brown creepers are generally permanent residents throughout much of their range, which includes the northeastern and western U.S., as well as Canada and Alaska. Some of their northern populations, however, do migrate to southern areas of the U.S. during the winter. They tend to prefer mature, moist, coniferous forests or mixed coniferous deciduous forests, but they may be found in drier forests as well. While they forage in conifers like Douglas fir, redwoods, and pines or juniper, they generally nest in hardwood trees. Their nest consists of a cup of fine shredded bark, feathers, sticks, leaves, and moss, and are usually built against a tree trunk and tucked behind a peeling slab of bark. They may even incorporate sticky cocoons and spider egg cases to help anchor the nest to the tree. In some areas, brown creepers create two openings in their nest, an entrance for the bottom and an exit near the top. If you want to catch a glimpse of the brown creeper near you and aren't in the midst of a mature conifer forest, you may be able to tempt them to your yard with a suet feeder. You could also just head out for a hike amongst the redwoods and try your luck there. Since males are defending their nesting territories this time of year, you may be able to use your listening skills to locate a territory. They have a high-pitched call and a warbly song that embraces our love of nature. Singing trees, beautiful trees. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.